Hey, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. This is episode 368. Let me ask you a question. Are you angry? Let's talk about it. Let's find out why in episode 368 coming up.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Really?
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here at TerryWilson3.com. That's the number three, not the word three. And I get this question, it's amazing, all the time. And I guess it's just, I'm so used to it, it doesn't occur to me that it's strange to have a number behind your name in your website. There's two reasons why the name of the website is TerryWilson3.com. It's not a hidden message. It's not, you know, anything to do with marketing. It's not, you know, there's three things about Terry Wilson that, I'm trying to get, it's nothing like that. Someone thought it had to do with my Christian faith in the Trinity. It's not that sophisticated. I am the third. My name is John T. Wilson, the third. And so I named it Terry Wilson 3 because I was always, as a nickname, TW3 growing up. Of course, my lovely sister, who we never fought, always had a very sophomoric nickname for me that I dare not share on podcast because I'll hear it all the time. But it was John Turd, and then she had the third. I done said it. I don't know why I said it. I might have to go back and re-record this. But no, I'm fine with it. But she had fun with that, John Turd the third. But that was my nickname growing up, TW3, and so that's why it's TerryWilson3.com. It's nothing more. I had a couple members saying, hey, we've got people asking, what's the three about, you know, and having to, explain that to potential clients. There's nothing, no hidden message. There's no code here. There's no Bible code, or there's no marketing code or anything like that. I don't have other websites out there like TerryWilson1.com or 2.com. Nothing like that. Now, the reason I decided to go ahead and put that three is because there's actually a TerryWilson.com already taken. It's a photographer that does photography. And from time to time, he'll shoot me an email saying, hey, I think this belongs to you, because he'll get email. But when I wanted to name the business and the site after myself, I tried to get that website, TerryWilson.com, and it was taken. I was like, well, I'm the third. I'll go ahead and see if Terry Wilson 3. And so that's the reason. There's nothing more complicated or, mysterious than that. I had a client the other day send in a ticket through our back office and was really discouraged. Had been with us for about 2 months now. And in their first month was struggling to get traffic, you know, get their sales funnel up and running, get the ad copy running, getting all the tools that we give you. Because there was a little bit of a technical lift for this person because they had never worked with computers before at all. And so setting up their blog and their website and setting up their sales funnel and doing all of that, it took a little bit extra time because it was new to them. Totally reasonable, totally normal. And so we encouraged them, don't get discouraged. Some of our top, and it's true, some of my top recruiters, resellers of our marketing system took a year. Now that's the extreme. That's not the norm, but it has happened where it took them a year just because it was a whole new world, but they were so committed to doing something from home. And the only way you're going to be able, guys, the only way in today's world you're going to be able to work from home is with a telephone and a computer. So you got to be good on the phone and you got to be decent on a computer, or you got to be decent on the phone and really good on a computer. But you've got to have one or the other skill set to work from home in today's world. That's just the way it is. And I encourage and I admonish people, don't get discouraged. Don't give up. It takes time. You know, grandkids, some of my members, they said, yeah, I get my grandkid to come in here and in 5 minutes, he's doing what it took me a week to do. Well, then just do that. I mean, don't be so proud not to ask a college kid or a grandkid or something, you know, to do something for you. But anyway, back to the story. This person finally got their funnel up and it was working like a charm. They were getting tons and tons, and I mean, literally 40 and 50 leads a day that they were talking to on the phone, which is perfect. And then the second frustration sort of kicked in, and that was they just weren't closing. They just weren't it with that much volume, still having a little bit of issue of closing. Now, we worked with them on their targeting because a lot of it had to do with the targeting. They just weren't going after the right type of clientele. But after that and starting to get in front of people, was still having a little bit of issue. Now, they've already closed one or two, but still just, you know, based on the volume they're getting, should be getting more closes than that. And so I'm back in and off of the RV trip. I'm still on vacation because I'm doing some things around the house. We're totally remodeling our backyard and already had a new patio put out and a fire pit and all kinds of things. We're just really updating our backyard so we can enjoy it this summer. So I still got a few weeks of vacation, but I'm at home for the most part, except when I jump in a car and go to Atlanta to watch a game or something like that. But the person, his trainer, is a good friend of mine. I said, I'll listen in. And so I went into our call center because all of our calls that come in the call center and our members are talking are recorded for the express purposes of number one, training, so we can listen and see if we can help them. And number two, just to protect them and the client, because there's no, I don't like that environment where he said, she said, I thought, well, I understood. No, we like things all, everything said, done in writing and up above table, you know, so there's no misunderstandings or anything like that. So our call center is always recorded. And so I just went in and I started listening to one. I thought, well, maybe they're having a bad day there. So listen to another. No, well, maybe this person is just rubbing the wrong. And I listened to like 10 calls that they had. And just cursory. Some of the calls lasted 7 and 8 minutes and I wasn't going to listen that long, but just a cursory listening. Every single one of them. The person was, for lack of, I don't know, because I don't know them, but they sounded angry. They sounded mad. They came across as just irritated. It just got me to thinking, sort of my counseling ministry side of me sort of kicked in. I was like, you know, I really wish this person was an elite that I could spend some time with, because anger is a secondary emotion. Most people don't realize that. Most people think, well, when I'm angry, I'm angry. You are angry, but you're angry because of something else. And it's not necessarily what you always think. And so in episode 268 today, I want to break down basically 10 facts that you may or may not know about anger. Because the thing I love about entrepreneurialism, and one of the reasons I am wholehearted, full-throated, you know, knee-deep, if you will, into admonishing and encouraging and just really wanting people to consider and get involved in some sort of entrepreneurial thing for themselves, whether it's TW3 or not, is it because it does so much for you. Entrepreneurialism is like an accountability partner. If you're not on your game, if you're not your best, you're going to get a direct response. See, when you are out and you're working in a typical work environment, a lot of times you can hide behind and you can give yourself excuses behind the politics of the office and what's going on. When you're an entrepreneur, it's you. So there's no, and I'm not encouraging people just to take my marbles and go home and only play, you know, games that involve just one person. You know, there's times for team sports that get that, but there's also a time for that individual to work on an individual. And when you're working for yourself in an entrepreneurial way, you really get to have the time to see and look and examine of where you're really at in certain areas of your life. And the thing I love about entrepreneurialism, it demands of me, it drives me to be the best me possible, because there is a real financial component to it. I can't afford to just be Mr. Grumpy Pants every day talking to everybody. I would go out of business. But at the same time, I can't fake it either. Because if I fake it and I just put on this phony baloney plastic smile and come across, it comes across insincere. It comes across as really disingenuous. And when you come across that way, especially when you're communicating, whether it be on a podcast, a webinar, over the phone, in person, when people sense that there's something going on, that there's an incongruency with, your countenance, your tone versus the words you're using, you can't fake it. At some point, what's inside of you will leak out. And so the only way I have learned over the years to be on my best game, have my game face on every day, is genuinely have a stable, secure, sure-footed emotional status. I can't fake it till I make it. That doesn't work, because all it's going to do is you're going to blow up and you're going to come across for people that are really listening as insincere. And the worst thing you can do as a marketer, as an entrepreneur, as a salesperson, is to come across insincere. Because while you might be sincere in the claims you are making, if you're insincere with the mood you're in, the buyer can't distinguish what you're being insincere about. So their mind is always going to go to the worst case scenario. He or she must be lying about this product, good, or service. They're telling me something that is not true. And what you might be saying about what you're offering might be just 100% accurate, but because you are being insincere of how you truly feel, they can't distinguish where that insincerity is coming from, where that incongruency of mood versus words and countenance and all of that. There's just something. Have you ever just talked to someone and there's something on the inside of you, something's just not right? Well, that's what's going on. You are picking up on a subconscious level that person somewhere is not telling the truth. They're not telling the truth about how they feel. They're not telling the truth about their mood. They're not telling the truth about, or worst case scenario, about the product, good, or service that they are presenting me. And so you as an entrepreneur, you as a salesperson, you as someone who is wanting to influence people, because at the end of the day, the one thing you've got to be able to do in business if you ever want to succeed is have influence. If you want to have influence, you've got to have trust. And if you want to have trust, you have to have transparency. You have to have believability. You have to have people saying, hey, and here's the thing. The best thing you can do, if you're really in the ill mood, just say, hey, God, I'm sorry. I'm just irritated today, blah, 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 and just put it out there, because you really want to tell that person that you're talking to where you're at, so you don't come across trying to cover it up and then they say, what are they covering up? But there's 10 life-changing facts. I want to talk to you about anger today that, a lot of people I don't think realize. And if you can get your anger under wraps, if you're finding yourself constantly irritated and angry, then this is going to be a great podcast for you. I think it's going to shine some light, because, Lindsay always gives me a hard time about I'm the happiest guy in the neighborhood. I'm Terry Wilson, just walking in the mailboxes. And it's not because I'm faking it. It's just because I'm genuinely happy, not because bad things aren't happening, not because I don't have a reason to get really irritated at times. But I truly try my best to stay in a place that if I'm going to get angry, the anger is dealt with. And I understand where it's coming from, why it's there, and what to do with it, because I know for me to be at the level I want to be at, I have to be able to deal with some of these toxic emotions, anger, sadness, frustration, irritation, depression. I know a lot of entrepreneurs I work with that they struggle with depression. And one of the reasons why is a lot of times when you're working from home on a laptop, you're by yourself. And for folks who are extroverts that need that human connection, we tell them get out of the email and get on the phone and start talking to people, because that'll bring you alive. And for some of us who are more creative introvert types, we say get off the phone and get on the laptop and start building stuff. And so we try to work with people based on their personality types and all of that. So listen, when we get back, I want to give you 10 things about anger that I think if you'll sort of get this inside of you, it will really help. Because I have learned that when I understand where my emotions are coming from, it doesn't mean I don't have them. It doesn't mean I don't feel them, but I'm better equipped to deal with them when I understand where they're coming from, what they are, and what I should do about it. So right after this, we'll talk about 10 life-changing facts about anger. You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it, and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. terrywilson3.com/freebook. Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to terrywilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's terrywilson3.com/call center.
Back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. So, are you angry? Are you irritated? Are you frustrated? Lord knows I can get that way sometimes. We all can. Gosh, when I'm watching an Atlanta Braves bullpen, I get angry. But no, I'm talking about real anger. If you have chronic anger, if you are constantly on edge, here's what I would tell you first. Know that anger is a secondary emotion. What does that mean? Typically, one of the primary emotions, like fear or sadness, can be found underneath anger. Fear is a primary emotion, and it includes emotions like anxiety and worry and sadness. I've heard one psychologist say it this way: fear is the seedbed of many, if not most, toxic emotions. And it's easier to feel and express and embrace anger than it is fear. And here's the reason why. Psychologically, to tell yourself and to admit you're afraid of something, you have fear, it makes you feel like you're admitting weakness. And so we all want to feel like we're in control of our lives we all want to feel like we still are in charge here, that nothing is beating us, that we're still the man, we're still the woman, that macho thing, you know, that sense of pride will rise up in us, because anytime I say I'm afraid, I have fear, that automatically I feel like I'm admitting some sort of weakness. And most people don't want to do that. Pride won't allow them. But the point of the matter is, 9 out of 10 times, if you have anger, it's the seed bed of it is fear. That could be sadness, but the most of the time it's fear. And fear can encompass, like I said, anxiety, worry, sadness, loss, disappointment, and discouragement. That's all under the umbrella of fear, because fear is a primary emotion. That's why, you know, in my theological upbringing, when I'm talking inside of churches and ministering, there's a reason why the good book says fear not over 365 times. There's a, you know, I say it this way, there's a fear not for every day you live your life. And the reason is because your number one challenge in life and in business and in succeeding and going any direction you want to go and being as much as you want to be is you're going to have to conquer one fear, one disappointment, one setback, one discouragement every single day of your life. And if you can do that, and if you can manage that, then you can manage, because it goes, you know, from the root to the fruit. So many times people are chasing after the fruit of my fear, my anxiety, my sense of loss, my disappointment, my discouragement. The fruit of it is anger. And so a lot of times we try to self-medicate the anger by, okay, calm down. Or, you know, we try to handle the anger. When the anger is not the issue, is that it's a secondary emotion. The primary emotion is what's causing the anger. So there's 10, I think, just to me, life-changing facts about anger that I think will help. And I saw this quote by Nelson Mandela. It says, yes, I was angry and I was a little afraid. After all, I've not been free in so long, but when I felt what anger well up inside of me, I realized, what if I hated them after I got outside the gate? Then they would still have me. I wanted to be free, so I had to let go. That's Nelson Mandela after leaving prison 27 years of confinement. See, frustrated, impatient, ticked off, raging. Yes, it's normal to feel angry. You're human. I'm human after all. But if anger causes problems in our lives, if it interferes with our health and our happiness and our ability to do business, then consider these 10 life-changing facts that I want to give you. Get curious about anger and you just might discover an untapped well of vital energy that improves your life, circumstances in which you live, and it wakes you up to a whole new life and a whole new way of living, so anger doesn't control you. Number one, it's easier to feel anger than hurt. That's what I was alluding to. Anger tends to be a surface, or like I said, secondary emotion. But if you look at what's driving your anger, you will often find hurt, pain, frustration, and fear, anxiety, and those primary emotions that, like I said, typically come under the header of fear. Can you tell the truth to yourself about what you're actually feeling? Can you meet the depth of your experience with the supreme kindness? You might be surprised at the freedom you discover if you'd just be willing to be honest with yourself. A lot of times when we bring on new recruits in our business, by their first or second month, some of them will be tempted to become angry. Why? Because they're frustrated. Where does the frustration? Unmet expectation, which here again is under the subheader of fear. Oh no, I'm trying and it's not working out, and fear comes in. And what I would encourage people, and what I've encouraged back when I was in selling my own system directly, and I tell my clients now that resell it, to take your client to the worst case scenario. in their mind so they can be ready. Not that, you know, statistically it'll happen, but get them ready for it so that they won't get thrown off the saddle when setbacks and letdowns and disappointments happen, because they will inevitably happen from time to time. That's part of life, but more importantly, that's part of entrepreneurialism. So many people are not emotionally ready sometimes to carry the weight and the responsibility of having the steering wheel of their career. But you have to be willing to take that if you want the freedom and the financial reward and the time that entrepreneurialism will give you. And it will give you, guys, 11 years, I have seen hundreds, well, not now, I've seen thousands of people take their money, their life, and their income to whole new levels, making more money than they ever. I got an email from a great client that just 3-4 weeks ago, I was still out on the road, just thanking me, Terry, I'm making more money working less than I've ever worked before in my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I wished I had this system years ago. I get that every week. It's worth it. Whether you're with us or with someone, going after your dreams, going after your desires to have your own thing is worth it, but it's going to cost you. And sometimes it's going to cost you not necessarily money. Yes, it costs you money. I find that people are more willing to lose a little money or pay a little more money, but they just cannot stand paying the cost of the emotional cost, you know, that being constantly that nagging feeling of, man, it's not working out, that disappointment, that frustration, all under the header of fear. And then if you're not dealing with it, and if you're not going after those emotions and saying, listen, I'm not going to be afraid, and here's the reason why. I know that it is process over payoff. Process over payoff. If you will work the process, ignore the payoff, just to work the process will pay. But so many people have got their eyes focused on, I got to get this paycheck. I got to get this paycheck. I got to get this paycheck. And they're not mastering the process. And then they get on this merry-go-round of just constant perpetual failure because they're shortchanging, they're circumventing the process. And the process is what will take you to the paycheck that you're wanting. But your emotions constantly are getting in the way. You're not doing due diligence to yourself and for yourself and working the process that it takes to take you to the next level. Don't do that. You have to take control over your fears, over your anxiety. How do you change your fears? How do you change your anxieties? These are all thoughts. These are all the way we think. And I've been told several times by people, well, Terry, I can't change the way I think. Yes, you can. And I'll tell you how. It's real simple. There's an old adage that they taught us in sales years ago, but I'm going to flip the script a minute, but it's true. He who asks or she who asks the questions controls the conversation. Now, that was taught to us to teach us how to close people and close a sale by asking pointed questions and steering the conversation along a certain path. Okay. So it was a communication technique, but it's also a psychological technique that you can use on yourself. See, the reason you're afraid is because you're asking yourself questions about what if? What if I fail? What if this don't work out? What if money don't come in? What if this happens? What if? And you're always considering the worst thing that could possibly happen. And I would tell you to start asking yourself questions like, what am I going to do when I master this? What's the first thing I'm going to invest in? How am I going to start setting up my business when this starts happening? In other words, I start looking at little small goals, little, like when I make my first $1,000 here, how am I going to reinvest that to start? And what am I going to do when I bring on 5 clients? What day of the week am I going to set up to where I can coach them? In other words, I'm asking myself positive questions because I'm planning on winning. I'm not planning on failing. If you will ask yourself positive questions that lead to positive thinking, you will change your thought process. But as long as you're asking yourself, what if this? What if I don't do this? What if this don't work out? What if they don't buy? What if this? What? You're always going to be bound by fear, and fear unresolved will turn to anger. And then all of a sudden you're on the telephone, you got tons of leads coming in. You're in front of that client. You're in the business doing your business, but sales aren't happening. Why? Because you are an emotional wreck and you're not attractive. Not physically, emotionally. You're emotionally repelling people. It's not attractive. You've got people are attracted to winners, and winners are happy. Winners are got the world by the tail. Winners are transparent. Winners say, hey, I lost this one, but it's okay. Cause when it, you know, I tell you, one of the most attractive things to see for me. Now I'm a huge sports buff. I love sports. I think there's so many life lessons that you can just pick up by watching sports. Okay. So that's just me. If you don't like, but one of the most attractive things that I like seeing is I like seeing a pitcher that's a great pitcher go out to the mound, throw a pitch, and get a home run knocked off of his pitch. And then have the audacity, have the courage, have the wherewithal, have the, here's a Spanish word for courage, cojones, to go back and throw that same pitch and keep that same attitude that I'm going to control this game. In other words, he doesn't get knocked off. He has got such mental discipline and focus that he gets right back up there. He's throwing his pitch. He is not surrendering to the game. He's not surrendering to the pressures and the intimidations. And the reason why, you know, there's an old saying in baseball that hitting is contagious. Let me tell you why. Because once one batter hits, it gives encouragement to all those other batters, and it intimidates that pitcher. And all of a sudden, the psychological momentum changes from the offense, from the defense to the offense. And I like a pitcher that gets up on that mound and says, I'm not yielding to this, and goes and attacks the strike zone and goes right back. Now, that's a metaphor for business. I like a salesperson. I like an entrepreneur. I like someone that has tried and just had the tar beat out of them. And then they have the absolute audacity to get right back up, go to the next person, the next opportunity, the next whatever, and act like they have never failed before in their life, and they're here, and you would be absolutely privileged to be able to do business with them, that it's in your best interest, that you're dealing with a winner. I'm telling you, when you can get in that state of mind, when you can do the old adage, the old saw that we've taught around here a couple of times, that the key to success is going from one failure to the next without any loss of enthusiasm. When you can get yourself to that point, I'm telling you, you have mastered your emotions. You are going to win, period. So number one, the number one fact that I want to bring out, it's easier to feel anger than hurt. But I'm telling you, the key to success is being willing to admit I'm hurt. I'm afraid. I feel anxiety, because then you can deal with it. And I'm not telling you to go around and tell everybody that. I'm saying be honest with yourself, because if you're not honest with yourself, you can't win. You can't fix it. Number two, anger has a strong physical component. Bring out the microscope when you are angry, and you will find strong physical sensations. Lightness, contraction, burning. Anger is a fiery emotion full of energy. If you don't want to be caught in anger, bring your attention right into these physical sensations. Without running a story in your mind, fully allow yourself to find what is present. It might be difficult, but you won't actually combust. I promise you, be real with your sensation, and eventually the anger will stop controlling you. Number three, perfectionists stay angry. Let me tell you something. I'm not, if you're someone out there that loves an attention to detail, that you are someone who really enjoys mastering something, I'm not trying to ask you to change your personality type. I'm not asking you to change anything but this. I would tell you, do not make perfect the enemy of good. Perfectionists tend to stay angry. Are you a perfectionist? then take an honest look at what you're saying to yourself. You will undoubtedly find a repetitive loop playing in your mind that is harsher than you might imagine. Don't kid yourself. This is anger. If you don't want to stay slave to your perfectionist tendencies, then go to the root of the problem and learn to meet your anger with love. I want to stop right there and just give me a little bit of latitude. I realize this is not a biblical teaching, but whether you share my faith or not, there is a passage in scripture that says, perfect love cast out all fear. A lot of times people, especially people of faith, think if I'm afraid, then I just got to bolster my faith. And we've been taught in some church circles that the opposite of fear is faith, and it's not. Biblically speaking, the opposite of fear is perfect love. The only way to remedy fear is by receiving what is perfect love. There's a term, it's called agape love, which means unconditional love. So many times we've been raised probably by parents or other people, or we've been taught by society, or we've been taught something that we had to earn acceptance. We had to earn love. We had to, and if we didn't measure up, if we didn't mind our P's and our Q's, if we didn't dot our I's and cross our T's, if we didn't do everything exactly right, then acceptance, reassurance, love would be withheld. And so it's conditioned us to, as a small child growing up, that I have just got to be, I've got to be the golden child because I just want to feel accepted. I want to feel like I'm worthy. I want to feel like you love me. And I would tell you, if you're in that situation, a lot of times perfectionists, that's the reason why. That is a terrible, perpetual cycle that will drive you crazy. And the only way to bring it, the only way to break it, is to understand you are worth more. You are worthy. You are worth success. You deserve to have your best life. You deserve your business to grow. No matter what, you're telling yourself, you don't have to earn it. And like I said, give me a little latitude here if you don't mind, but because you were created for, by, and with the purposes of greatness, you don't have to earn your value. You were given your value by your creator. And I said all that to say, the only way, if you're in this just perpetual, constantly beating yourself up, constantly down on yourself, constantly, it's never, you're your harshest critic, then accept a free gift of acceptance and love that you've been given by your creator. Because that's the only way out of it. That's the only way you're going to get out. And the reason you got to, it's in your best interest. I'm not just trying to get you to feel good. This is not just pop psychology. This is not just, there's a practical reason. You are not going to succeed in business and in life until you can deal with the things that are holding you back emotionally. You're just not. You can make all the money in the world and still be a miserable bastard. If you'll give me a little more latitude on the other end of the spectrum here. But how many times have you met people that, they finally figured out how to turn a profit, but it never lasts. There's an old saying I heard years ago that says your talent will take you further than your character will keep you. The worst thing that could ever happen to someone is they find a little bit of success, but they can't keep it because they don't have their emotional wellness under wraps. And you don't want to be that way. You want a holistic approach to your life. I want to be happy. I want to enjoy life, and I want to make a lot of money. And I want, and if I have to choose, I want that emotional stability. I want that spiritual stability. I want to be rich internally because external stuff comes and goes. But you can control the internal. And I have just found in my own personal life, as I take care of the internal stuff, the external stuff takes care of itself, the money and stuff like that. Number four fact of anger that is just amazing. Stories will sustain anger. Angry, Angry stories barrel through our minds like an out-of-control train careening down the tracks. To find freedom from anger, you must recognize the story and see that repeating it doesn't serve you. Yes, what happened, happened, but how much longer are you going to let it be your ball and chain? Here's some strategies to help you soften your story. Number one, open up with compassion to everyone involved, including yourself. I tell you what, I heard it said one time, unforgiveness is like swallowing a poison pill and hoping it kills the person that you're mad at. You got to forgive others. If you don't, it's just it's toxic to you. Number two, recognize that you are bringing the past into the present by repeating the story endlessly in your mind. Just rehashing those stories that keep you irritated does nothing but keep you upset. Number three, bring your full attention into the sensation you're experiencing in the moment. And number four, and finally, commit to bringing all your actions in alignment with what you really want. I'm telling you what, if you can take control of your story that you're telling yourself, if you can take control of the questions you entertain, if you can take control of what you ask yourself and what you ponder about, you will take control of the way you think. And as you take control of the way you think, you will take control of the way you feel. And as you take control of the way you feel, you take control of the way you act. So when we get back, we got five more facts that you'll want to know about anger. And then I'll be announcing when we go live again, and got some other cool stuff on the flip side of this. We're also going to give some stuff away. So stay tuned on the flip side of this a commercial. We're going to give the last five here, and we're going to tell you how you can get some free stuff right after this.
So how would you like to put your income on autopilot? You know, you've heard several online marketing gurus say the loot is in the list. And it is true. Email marketing done correctly will amass you thousands, if not millions of dollars. Part of my affiliate CPA and referral marketing business that I do, that I bring in thousands of dollars a week, is done by email marketing. But if you're just starting out, which systems do you use? What script do you use? How do you even get emails? All of those things make it tough when you're first getting started. So go over to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. I wrote an ebook called The $1 Million Email Marketing System. And it's a book, and it's also video formulas and things there that's going to illustrate exactly what to use, how to use it, where to go to get certain emails that you need, how to present those emails when you send them out. Everything you need to do to start your own email marketing business and bringing that in as part of your strategy on how to make money, you can get by going to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. That's terrywilson3.com/MDEMS.
So there's two things that I use on a daily basis to make more money, make more sales. Because I have learned over 20 some odd years of being an entrepreneur is most people do not make a significant purchase the first time they hear about it, or even the second time. As a matter of fact, it normally takes six touches, six encounters with a client before they will ever decide to pull the trigger on anything. How do you scale a business if you can't automate that process? One of the things and tools that I use is AWeber, which is an automatic email marketing system. Right now, you can get a 30-day free trial by going to terrywilson3.com/AWeber. That's terrywilson3.com/AWeber, AWeber, and try their services out. I think you're going to really like it. And if you decide to keep it after 30 days, they'll give you a discount for using that code. Go to terrywilson3.com/AWeber right now and put your marketing and your sales process on autopilot.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Hey, Christopher B. We are back talking about anger. The book says to be angry, but sin not. That's not encouraging us just to stay angry, by the way. It's just saying when we slip and we fall, and we do fall into anger from time to time, because you're going to get angry from time to time. And it's not a sin to be angry, by the way, for my believers out there that are thinking I'm beating up on you if you get angry. I'm not saying you're messing up. I'm saying it's just one of those things that's holding you back. And the good book says you can be angry, just don't act on it. Don't respond to it. But if you can keep yourself from being angry, you're just one step further from being tempted to act on something, right? So if you can manage your emotions, if you can manage your state of mind to the point where you're not tempted to do something crazy, then just, you know, how much better off are you? And so that's what we're talking about, because at the end of the day in business, before people will buy a product, good or service, they're going to buy you. People are constantly measuring you up as to, can I trust this person? Do I like this person? You know, one of the things, I was in a coaching call about a year and a half ago, and the person was giving me their credentials, what they've done, everything going on, and then just, but I just don't understand why I'm just not, you know, doing any better. You know, your system, I've learned it, I'm using it, I got plenty of leads, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, they were just rattling it off. And finally, you know, I probably shouldn't have been as blunt as I was, but as I've gotten older, I've learned that, you know, the best thing you can give people is a direct answer and save them and yourself time. And I just encourage them, well, one of the things you need to work on is becoming more likable. And it's not that you're not likable, but you're not revealing that which is likable about you to other people. You come across harsh. You come across angry. And I told them that at the time. You come across as a know-it-all. You don't listen. And a lot of times you're answering questions and responding to things that hasn't even been said. So you're talking to yourself. You're not, because I was bringing up calls that we'd listen to. And this, it comes back to mindset, and it comes back to managing our emotions and why it's so important. And a lot of times entrepreneurs especially can be tempted to be angry. Because why? Because you're running into these primary emotions that yield the secondary emotion of anger. You're running into frustration day after day. You're running into irritation. You're running into disappointment. You're running into fear. I mean, that's what the entrepreneur eats for breakfast. I mean, it just is. Because, you know, life is full of people that want to tell you what for. Life is full of disappointments. And for you to master life, for you to master business, is for you to take all of those things and just smile at them and saying, I'm going to set the temperature in the room. I'm not going to be a thermometer just reading the temperature of the room. You know, I love what John Maxwell said one time. He says, there's two types of people in the world. There's thermostats and thermometers. If you're going to be a leader, which that's what entrepreneurialism, you're leading in business, you're leading your business. If you're going to be a leader, if you want to be in charge, if you want to be the guy, the girl that has control of their life, then it demands of you that you are going to be a thermostat, not a thermometer. You set the temperature of the room. You go into the hot place, the sweltering atmosphere, and you choose to go over and say, no, this is the temperature of this room. And you don't budge. That's what it takes. And so it's a proactive thing. But I will tell you this, it's not easy, but it gets easier. Let me tell you this. I've been doing this now, guys, for 20 some odd years. Oh, whatever. However long 20, let's see, since 1991, started working for myself. And I worked for two people in that time period. And those two people, one was a family-owned business, one was an individual. And both of those was production-based, sales-based, commission-based. I've never known what it's like to have a salary, never known what it's like to, you know, have a guarantee. It's always been the two times I worked for someone else for short periods of time
was contract, all sales based. And then the rest of the time has been a business or company or something I've owned. And I will tell you, you're talking to someone that's had to learn this. I'll tell you a funny story. A kid in high school, and I would go door to door and book appointments and go in and sell waterless stainless steel cookware. And a lot of you heard my story, but when they wouldn't make a sale, I had an old James Taylor, James Taylor, what was the name of that CD? It was sort of like his greatest hits CD. It was the White Album. And I would put it in, I think track three was the old Carole King tune that You've Got a Friend. When you're down and trouble. And, you know, I would go down just, you know, whining and crying in my own sad story. Oh, they didn't buy from me. And I would have my good cry for 30, 45 minutes down the road because I was disappointed. I was wanting to make a sale. And then I would get just... And so that's how I managed it as just a, you know, a 16-year-old kid just starting out. But I've learned that's probably not the best way to manage this appointment, but I still love James Taylor. But the point is I'm getting is, I've had to learn early on, you've got to deal with this stuff because the next day I'm going to a show and I better be, you know, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed and just as full of enthusiasm as I can be. But it was hard early on. It was very difficult early on. And I'm not saying I don't have hard days and I don't have disappointing days, but I will tell you, as you master this, it does, it's not easy, but it does get easier. It's just like working as you're going to the gym. Entrepreneurialism is an emotional gym and you're lifting up weights of disappointment and frustration, weights of aggravation, weights of setbacks and people lying and people saying they would do this and then they don't. It's all part of the course, but as you get conditioned to be able to pick those things up emotionally, all of a sudden it doesn't affect you as much and you enjoy the fact of all the benefits and all the fruit. I mean, what other business, where can you go and get a job and make 5, 10, 20 grand a week? Where can you go and get a job and work an hour or two a day from home, just on a laptop? Who's going to hire you to do that? Nobody. But you can do it yourself. You can hire yourself to do that. That's the point. That's why it's worth it. That's why when I go through all this stuff about conditioning yourself mentally and emotionally, that's the reason why it's worth it. That's why it's worth the trouble. Listen, guys, I would much rather do the heavy lifting here and do this, what we're talking about, dealing with our emotional state of being and conditioning our mindsets. I would much rather do that than work some 9 to 5, 30, 40-hour a week job, building someone else's career and building someone else's dream, only to be in my retirement age and going, what if I could have been, and missing all the time I could have spent with my family, all the time I could have had with my kids, all the opportunities that was lost because I wanted to settle for the path of least resistance. And that's just me. That's just me. Number five, anger comes a lot of times from pride. If you struggle with pride, you're going to struggle with anger. Often what underlies anger are statements like, I'm right. I want it my way. There's a huge attachment to the word I and the beliefs of I that causes separation and disharmony. Recognize these I-focused statements and know that they keep you locked into what one way of thinking. So am I really right? Does it matter? Does this wanting to be right serve me, or does it serve others? What does it mean to want my own way, and what are the implications? A lot of times, if you are angry a lot, it could simply come from pride. Number six, anger causes separation. Speaking of separation, what are the effects when you are angry? Anger pushes people away. It scares them. It makes them fight back or shut down. Relationships don't have room to breathe when they are defined by anger. How could you? You shouldn't have. Does that sound familiar? Remember that anger or any reaction is not the fault of the other. If you are angry, look within yourself. Lovingly investigate what has been triggered in you, and your whole perspective on the situation will shift. Number seven, anger gets attention. And a lot of times that's why people are tempted to become anger and angry. Maybe you express anger because you want attention. Depending on the circumstances, this could be a useful strategy. But consider this. There may be other ways for you to express yourself so that you are heard. Open up your mind and heart to all the possibilities. And I will tell you this. If you're using anger as a strategy to get attention, it is short-lived. That is a short-term strategy because eventually people get conditioned to that and actually is counterintuitive. One of the greatest communicational advices I've ever heard given is if you really want people to listen, if you really want people to pay attention, if you really want to have an impact with your words and what you're saying, speak soft and make people lean in and really pay attention to what you're saying. When you're yelling all the time, when you are angry, when your emotions are at 10 all the time, you will eventually cause people to go tone deaf to what you're saying. However, if I'm talking soft and if I'm using soft words, the occasion that I do have to raise my voice, the occasions that I do have to use stronger language to a bunch of idiots that won't listen, well, then it's more effective. So just keep that in mind. It's a bad strategy just to stay angry with your words. Number 8, unexplored anger can mute your experience in life. Are you sitting on is the hotbed of anger, keeping it underground that you can hardly live? Some people are so intent on keeping peace that they minimize the truth of their experience. That's why I said it's not necessarily a bad thing to be angry. You just don't act on it. Are you asleep at the wheel, attached to inner peace and pleasant living? Exploring the seeds of anger can enlighten your life. You need to feel what you feel. That's what I'm getting at. If you're angry, you need to feel it. I don't teach, nor do I advocate this phony baloney. Just slap a plastic smile on it and don't embrace what you really feel. I say, feel it, admit it, grab a hold of it, but then explore why you're having it. And that's what I'm saying. Number 9, anger can transform into a useful action at times. Taking in all problems in the world can bring about a sense of injustice. Yet you're moved from anger, you're missing out on the whole picture. Meet your anger with love and let your heart break. Then move forward with actions that are wise and skillful. You know, I say it this way a lot of times when it's talking about money, because some of my Christian brothers say, oh, you're just always teaching the love of money. No, I'm teaching the hate of poverty. See, you can't love something until you're angry about something else. I detest apathy. I detest people with great talent, skill sets, and ability, and for lack of, if they would just get out of their own way, they could have so much more in life. Apathy and not wanting to really explore all that you can be. It irritates me because those are the people that are going to then turn around and complain about the one percenters or the people that are always getting ahead. And I'm someone that came from poverty, raised by a single mom, don't have the greatest education. There's other people that, you know, have had worse than I have. And there's a lot of people that've had better than I have. But my whole point is this, if I can, I would suspect most, not all, but most could, if they just get out of their own way and get out of their own prejudices, get out of their own stinking thinking and just get to it and quit being an apathetic person that just wants to blame everyone else. See, that's why I love entrepreneurialism. It's the great equalizer. You don't have to be on the right side of the tracks. You can be red, yellow, black, and white. You can be male or female. There is no inequality when it comes to entrepreneurialism. The only thing that entrepreneurialism is biased against is apathy and bad mindset. So, and that's why I love it, because it forces people to be the better them, to grow. That's why I'm a huge proponent. Everyone, even if you're working a 9-to-5 and that's what you want to do for the rest of your life, that's great. That's fine. Don't change, but start your side hustle somewhere. Get something that is yours, because it's outside of just the money. outside of just the stability it can bring to your career, outside of it being a bedrock that you can lean on when the economy or the industry you're in changes, outside of all that, it's just going to make you a better person. It's going to be an accountability partner for you developing skill sets, communicational ability, business skills, mindset. It's just going to make you a better person. So I encourage everyone to get something going on the side for themselves, if nothing else. And number 10, and lastly, anger can trap you. The rising of anger is not necessarily a problem, and it's not even under your control. What matters is how you relate to anger once it presents itself. If you dwell in the energetic sensations and convince yourself that your thoughts are true, anger overtakes you. But there is an alternative. Feel the sensations and feel the truth about the story that you're telling yourself. Then anger is your ally, revealing more and more deeply the essence of who you are and where you're at in the story. How does anger impact your life? What is your experience of dealing with it? Ask yourself, is there truth in this anger? And what can I do about it? Don't allow it to just be emotion that just pulls you down, but allow it to be something that informs you and sort of is like a gauge, if you will. Think of anger as that the little gauge on your console, and you're a pilot of a plane and it's getting in the red. And then you say, oh, I'm getting really angry. Why am I getting angry? Because I'm getting frustrated about this. Why am I getting frustrated about this? Because an expectation here is not being met. What do I expect, and what can I reasonably expect that it's just going to be? And then can I live with the way it's going to be and lower my expectations, or do I need to keep my expectations and go address the thing or the person that's not meeting it? So that's when you're taking your emotion, of anger, and you're drilling down to the primary emotion, which in this case would be frustration. And then you're pointing to what's causing the frustration. And then from that, you're making a decision on what to do with it. That's how you hang. And then that way you're not just constantly irritated, frustrated, aggravated. And then you're out in the highways and the byways. You're trying to communicate your value of you, your business, your product, your goods, your services. And then all of a sudden, like, I don't want to do business with this person. They're ticked off. Or I don't want to do this person. They sound nice, but there's just something there. See, because people can pick up on it when you're not genuinely being you, and your genuine you is someone that's content. I'm not saying you have to be, you know, Mr. What's his face out at Lakewood, always smiling, Joel Osteen, or be you. You do you. But when you are genuinely you and the genuine you is content, it's attractive. And when people are attracted to you, they will do business with you. So this has been episode 368, and we're talking about the 10 life-changing facts about anger. I hope you enjoyed this. Episode 369 will be coming out next Thursday. And then on June the 3rd, I hope you will join us. You can join our live Q&A session. I'll have Miss Lindsay back in the studio. We'll have Mr. Funny Man Chris Roop. We'll also have Reagan and River back in the, and we'll be just talking about who knows what we're going to be talking about. I'll tell you one thing. We're introducing a special to come to our conference, our 2020 conference, You Are Worth More conference. We just got through with our 2019 You Are Worth More conference, and it was awesome. Let me tell you, I had people coming to the conference that had been the year prior, and then new people. And, I'll tell you, the reason we do it is because we just see results. The first year, 25 people came. Out of the 25, about 20 of them, their businesses just exploded. This past year, 2019, 50 people came. And out of those 50 people, we're seeing about 35 so far that just direct results. And we'll probably see another 5 to 10 when it's all said and done. So we're getting results from people attending these conferences. One of them that just became a member a month or two prior, and just using our tools to generate leads and business for his own existing financial business, has already cleared about $34,000 just in a couple months. So he's enjoying it. And then we've got other people that are just selling our system as resellers and trainers, and their businesses is just exploding. So results are happening. We could not be happier. Now, would you like some free food? All you got to do, if you'd like $300 in free food, we'll put you in for a drawing. I'm going to select someone in the coming week that shares this podcast. If you will share this podcast on any of your social media channels with the hashtag TW3Podcast368, hashtag TW3Podcast368, use the hashtag TW3Podcast368, share it on LinkedIn, Facebook, share it wherever you can, and give us a shout out. I will be looking for that hashtag on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, and we'll put you in for a drawing, and someone's going to win $300 in free food. If you would like to win $50 in free gas, go over to iTunes and give us a positive review and leave a comment, a positive comment. We'd love to bolster our iTunes reviews. That's something I just started about a month or two ago. I don't know why. I've been podcasting now for 11 years and it never occurred to me to ask for reviews, but you know, I'm learning how to do this. Eventually, I always tell people I'm not a quick study, but I do study, and eventually I'll learn my craft. But anyway, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. This was episode 368. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got some value out of it. Leave your comments at TerryWilson3.com. Under this podcast here, if you've got any questions, if you liked it, if you'd like me to hit something later on, but I'd love to hear your feedback on what you thought about today's podcast. And this will be coming out Thursday. Well, I shouldn't be telling you that because you're going to get it the day it comes out, which is the 23rd. I'm pre-recording this, by the way. This was actually recorded on Monday, the 20th, but it is scheduled to go out this coming Thursday on May the 23rd. Got one more podcast that will be coming out on the 30th. And then we go live on June 3rd. We'll all be in the studio. So join us. And if you'd like to join our live podcast, ask us questions in real time and all that, all you have to do is join our text alert. You can text at TW3Podcast. Text that word at TW3Podcast. And that's not the word at. That's the symbol at. Symbol at. TW3Podcast. Text that to 81010. That's 81010. And then that'll put you on our text alert, and we'll send you the link so that you can join us live, ask us questions live. We'd love to have you. Till next time, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this the celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay.
Guys,
what a privilege. I mean,